No, I actually really hate collaborating with you. This is actually going to be our final season. I'm replacing
you. This is my podcast.
This is my podcast.
I'm replacing you with me, so then you just, like, talk to yourself.
You know how we always joke about it's like we're in a search for a new VJ? I'm actually doing a side series in a search for a new podcaster.
No, never.
No, never. How dare you say that about me?
I am late.
There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying, okay, but, like, they know they're gonna kill you. So at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You wanna get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
So this is Gay to the Point. We're just two gay guys talking about everything or anything.
And bored.
No.
Sorry, no, I fucked it up for you. Okay, get it.
Hey, listeners. This is Gay to the Point. Where two gay guys talk about everything and everything.
Anyone?
In a not so straight...
Fashion.
My name's Antonio.
Clarence.
And in this episode, we're talking about porn.
Porn?
Porn?
It even, like, turns into, like, a sexy question. Yeah.
Porn?
Ooh, I guess, like, speaking of just, like, you know, porn actresses and stuff, I actually recently watched that new documentary of Pamela Anderson.
What's it? A biopic.
Biopic.
Or, like, TV series?
Yeah, no, it was a movie. It was a movie.
Oh, then biopic.
It was a documentary. Documentary. I can't say that word right.
Wait, was it actually, or was there an actress playing Pamela Anderson?
No, it was her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then a documentary.
It was a doc. Like, she was talking about, like, her life, about, like, how she met, like, Johnny, her husband or something.
Tommy,
yeah. The rock star.
Tom Lee music.
Yeah. I forgot already. But anyways, it was a pretty cool movie, just because, like, she's actually really fun. She's so genuine, like, when she was, like, just talking about everything. And she just, like, I mean, she kind of still has, like, that ditzy kind of vibe, but, like, the way that she kind of expresses herself is just like, yeah, like, this is what I stand for and this is who I am. And
no,
like,
I feel like the thing is, like, I feel like she would garner a lot of respect for me because, like, well, I think that that's the thing is, like, I feel like, especially within the porn industry, there's that, like, kind of low expectation of, like, the people who partake in it or the people who are, like, working in it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I do actually feel like a lot of them, like, people just, like, discredit them.
Totally.
As being, like, this way or that way. But, like, I don't know. I don't know how smart she is, but I know that she was, like, really involved in, like, PETA.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that. And then, but although at the same time, I feel like she was the one who popularized UGG boots, and then she found out that they were made from, like...
From, like, fur?
Ostriches?
I don't know. Some kind of animal.
Yeah.
Lemurs.
But, yeah. So, I feel like the thing is, like, yeah, they do just, like, because of what they do, it doesn't mean that they don't, like, care about shit or whatever the case is. Or, yeah. But I did meet a porn star who was, like, kind of dumb, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like they're... I mean...
They're just, like, humans.
They're just humans.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing that actually I wanted to just talk about the Pamela Anderson movie is just, like, you know how she got famous?
How did she get famous?
She's Canadian. She lives in Vancouver. Her parents lived in Vancouver Island and stuff like that. But how she got famous is she went to, I think, a BC Lions game with a couple of her friends.
Was she one of the felines?
No, she was wearing, like, I think, like, an old school, like, Budweiser shirt or some kind of beer company shirt.
Oh, it got wet?
And then, like, she got, like, they were, like, you know, like, those mega cams, like, in the middle of things where, like, they zoom in on the audience and stuff like that. And, like, they zoomed in on her and stuff like that. And I guess she was just, like, dancing or whatever and doing her thing. And then next thing you know, someone was just like, hey, like, you, like, look like a great look and stuff like that.
Do you want to be a porn star?
Kind of.
Wait, was she a porn star?
I mean,
I don't think
she just lives, like, Playboy Mansion.
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
just,
yeah.
Like,
but I don't feel like she's actually, like, does she have, like, things like filming her having sex?
Oh, there was, like, I mean, the whole main thing of
scandal.
The scandal was, like, she was the very first person to, like, have a sex, like, leak tape.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But usually it was just like print and you can see her naked, but it's not like she was like in porn.
No. She never did actual, like, at least not to my knowledge, the actual like porn sex for paid and stuff like that. But she was
good.
That's
interesting though, yeah. Because I also feel like that was like the time when you could get discovered like that.
Yeah.
I feel like people don't care anymore.
I know. That's why I was like, should we go to a BC Lions game?
Will we get discovered? Should we join the felines?
Ooh. I mean, I don't.
Burr. It's cold in here. There must be some felines in the atmosphere.
I mean, orange is not really my color, but we can try.
Yeah.
Anyways, felines, sponsor us. But anyways, I mean, so like porn. Like, I guess like.
Ooh, when did you first watch porn?
I mean, definitely.
Do you remember?
I don't remember specifically.
I remember very specifically.
Okay, tell me about your porn story.
No, you go first.
Well, I just remembered like being like probably like 15, 16. And at that time.
So late.
Yeah. I mean, I was a late bloomer. That time we only had like one computer in the house. So I had to always like be like very like skeptical about like where I like when I do it.
Yeah. And like have the window ready to like pop up in front of it.
Yeah. And in a house of like six people, like it was very like
Not easy.
Yeah, not easy. But I remember like just
like these kids these nowadays, like they have it so easy.
I know.
You could just look at it on your phone.
I know. I didn't have a phone back then.
Yeah.
And then I was just like I don't know remember what particularly I looked at or like typed in, but I just remember just being like on the ready to like press Control H because of the history
and then delete it right away. Control H and then do you like run drills or you're just like Control H, Control D, delete.
To
practice.
To practice that like, you know, just in
the
case
muscle
someone,
memory.
To quickly erase my
But what was like your go to? What would you watch first? Like what would be the thing that you would think you would search?
I guess like not gonna lie, I think that this wasn't my first time, but there was a phase in my earlier gay life where I really it's pretty bad. But do you know that like porn website Baitbus?
Oh yeah. I know you joked about this, but you're 100% serious.
Yeah,
where it's always the same premise because it's like this it's the girl that's like in a van and she's like, "Hi." And then she waves at like some straight guy on the street. She's like, "Come in the van." Yeah. And then the guy is like, "Oh, okay. Come in the van." And then she's like, "Oh, I'm like really into like hooking up with guys, but they need to be blindfolded."
Yeah. And then like next thing you know, the guy says yes. And then when he opens the blindfold, it wasn't a girl that's sucking his dick. It was a guy. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. And then they promised I'd be like, and he's like, what the fuck? Get off me. I actually do really love that this is like, there's like, I feel like hundreds of these videos and it's always the same premise.
Yeah.
And then like, it is like so popular because then the guy would push him off and be like, hey, what the fuck, dude? This is not what I wanted.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, so, you know, like, I'm like really into like, like I like watching. So if you have sex with this guy,
you can have sex with me after. I know. I remember that was always like the thing. It's like that's kind of so dumb because it's just like you just finished having sex with this guy and there's no really exact promise that you're gonna have sex with this girl.
Like it didn't make zero sense.
But the scenario was funny.
Yeah. It's funny. And then they always do that thing where it's just like, okay, so you're like he just finished having sex with the guy, and then the guy leaves the bus,
and then they like drive off.
Yeah. And then he goes with the girl. He always goes with the girl. He's like, okay, well. Drop me off my home, and then the girl goes with the guy, and then the guy's like, oh, okay, okay, this is my apartment, so like let's go, and then I'll have sex with you. And then the girl's like, oh yeah, okay. And then she walks to the guy and she's like, oh wait, just give me a second because I forgot my purse.
Yeah.
And so she always forgets her purse, and then she goes back on the bus and then they drive away.
I mean, I just love like the trickery of it all. Like
it's like fake trickery because like
I know it's apparently they're like actual like they
yeah.
It's not real off
no,
the street.
No, it is real. They've done this hundreds of times.
But I just remember like watching that and it's like being so intrigued. It's like I freaking like love the scenario of this bait bus.
Although I feel like that's like the funny thing though, is like that is actually so I started watching porn when I was like 11.
Yeah, so what was your first experience?
Okay, is it, well actually no, like similar 11? Experience.
And, also, oh my god.
Yeah, no. I started real literally. I was like, I do feel like I was like a really horny kid. I know. I actually don't know if it was earlier than that.
I hope actually, it's not
this is
going to
be
that.
Like TMI.
Okay.
I've had my first orgasm when I was 11.
Like you, like your balls has dropped. I don't think that you can. You
I know like, I did because like stuff came out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I didn't know what it was. But like I was just like,
your jizz.
Yeah, no. And I was just like, no, I didn't. I was just like, what the fuck is this? But I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, what did you watch? When do you remember?
So yeah, the thing that I was so like ours was there was like always like a middle part, like in like kind of a living room ish area in the middle of our house.
Yeah.
And there's always like two computers like facing each other.
Oh.
Okay. And like, and there's always multiple computers in my house or whatever. But I would use one.
So rich. Excuse you.
No, I feel like it's just like my dad was like an engineer, and he was always buy like shitty old computers like anytime that they were being like offered.
Okay, whatever. Still rich. I only had one computer.
I know, we're so rich. But anyway, so we would sit on the I would sit on the computer, and then I feel like I tried to be attentive of like where everyone was in the house. So I would face the computer, like I'd be at the computer that was facing the other way.
Oh, okay. Or whatever. So that you wouldn't like, they wouldn't see what's on the screen.
Yeah. And I feel like that's the funny thing is like the fact that like you're like 5 years later watching like Bait Bus, and I'm just like, I remember when. Like
you watched Bait Bus when you were 11?
No, because like at that time 5 years ago, you couldn't get a video online. The internet didn't even have videos. Like right. It wasn't like fast enough to have videos.
Yeah.
Because it was the point where it was just like, oh, it load like the images dial-up. Like yeah. Yeah, dial up and yeah. Images like a section of the image by a section of the image right. By a section of the image. Like it wouldn't load the full image like in one go.
Yeah, yeah.
Forget about fucking video.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there would actually be these like different sites where you can get like not like a full porno video.
Right.
But you can get like little clips of the video, like 30-second clips. Mm. And there was like 6 of them.
Right.
And then like you would just like, I don't know, because I feel like this is important to me in porn, but just like the like cum shot at the end is like, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's like the climax part. Yeah,
you need to see it.
Or else it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I was just like, why am I watching this?
If like, you don't see the cum, it's not real.
Yeah, no, exactly. Did anyone even enjoy this? But like, which is not like now my perception has changed. But when you're 11, you're like, where's the cum?
You're fucking 11.
But like, so then like you
I
would
know
like
this is child endangerment to yourself.
I know. Then I would watch like the each like there was 6 videos, 30 seconds each, and then sometimes you would download all of them, and then like, and then you would just like hope that the last video there was actually like a cum shot, because sometimes there wouldn't be, and you're just like, well, I just wasted downloading this for like an hour, like 30
'cause
seconds
take that long,
because yeah. It would fucking take that long,
right, right,
or whatever. So yeah, that was it. And then I remember that actually the first thing that I feel like I was the most interested in was like locker room stuff.
Oh, locker room. Oh, like where, like the scenarios of like them.
No,
like,
spy cams.
Oh.
Because yeah. It was just like, oh, guys, like naked. And it was just like, or something like that. I feel like I was like really curious.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I was just like, that was something that I feel like was like, I could relate to. I just wanted to see guys naked.
Right, right.
Was like my whole like start, I feel like, of being curious and wanting to see porn and stuff like that. Mm. Alternatively, too, I remember actually that, and I don't know if I already said the story on this podcast.
Which one? Just say it.
So I just remember like I'm very interested in seeing men naked. Very couldn't care less about women at all, like zero curiosity, because I remember going to like I remember seeing Starship Troopers, and there was like a sex like there was a sex
yeah,
scene
yeah,
in that
yeah.
And then they were like the girl was like laying after bed and they were just talking, and then I think the blanket was like below her boobs, and I was just looking at her boobs and I was just like, those are weird. And then I was just like, well, I mean, this is Starship Troopers, so is she like an alien or something like
right,
that?
Right, right, right.
Because I'm just like so used to like male bodies.
Right.
No, I'm
that's
so
true.
Interested in male bodies. But
I mean, male bodies, yeah. I mean, that's why we're gay, because we love them.
Is that why we're gay? I'm not gay. I'm still straight. So I just love male bodies.
This is straight to the point.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that was like the first kind of like porn that I was like really, really heavily interested in.
Oh, locker rooms, eh? Yeah. I was never really fad of like those like spy cams kind of stuff. Because
I think I liked it to be dramatic.
I do like the dramatic
scenes. Vape Bus is so dramatic.
Yeah, I do like just like the I don't know, like, I guess like the, maybe... There was a time, I guess, like, I think I just was really into, like, I don't know, like, straight for pay kind of gay, like,
oh,
porn.
Like, making guys do what they don't want to do kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, like, this weird, I guess, maybe, like, fetish of mine. Like, I know there's, like, a lot of websites that's, like, out there where it's, like, oh, yeah, straight guys, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, where it's, like, where they're not really straight, yeah, but then, like, they, like, play it. And, like, I think, like, I remember growing up and stuff, and when watching porn, like, I think that was, like, one of my go-tos of, like, watching is, like, oh, like, how is this straight guy gonna deal with this scenario? Will they do it? And of course they do it.
Because it's porn.
Because it's porn. But it's
like, so you don't want the, like, you don't want the real stuff, like, of the, like, voyeur, like, locker room, because it's, like, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, because it's just, like, oh, like, whatever. That's, like, kind of boring. And you want to get to the real action of it all. And
even
like,
if it's fake.
Yeah, and, like, the drama of it all and stuff of porn. And I just feel like I was just, like, oh, yeah, like, I don't know. It's interesting, and I guess I'm, like, that... I was that gay when I was younger of like, oh yeah, like believing.
What happens if it's with a straight guy?
Yeah, kind of believing that like, oh, maybe I can convert a straight guy. And I think that's very bad thinking nowadays of like, you know.
I mean nowadays.
Yeah, where it's just like.
Because I feel like today's like culture, like obviously like consent is important.
No, totally.
Just trying not to like manipulate people or groom people and stuff like that.
Yeah. And it's definitely was like.
I still get the sexual appeal though.
No, there is a sexual appeal to it. I mean, I feel like I like. I don't know who said this, but like maybe it's a lie, but I think there's some truth in it where every gay man's dream is to like convert a straight guy.
Do you think that's your dream?
No, not anymore. But I still part of me just being like.
You'd be really proud of yourself?
If it did happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Has it never happened?
No, because I think in the end of it, they were like.
All gay.
All gay.
But never, like, you've never, like, kind of been somebody's first?
No. Oh, like, someone's, like, first, like, sexual encounter?
No, first isn't, like, the first encounter with a guy.
I mean,
other than, unless they were just, like, gay and that was their first thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's happened to me more. But never in the part of, like, where they're,
like... a guy's, like, questioning his sexuality. Yeah, and then, no. Like, whatever.
Yeah, but I guess, like, going back to, like, porn, like, I guess, like, what is your evolution in terms of, like, what would you do? So you started at 11 and you started with, like, locker rooms and, like, voyeurism kind of porn and stuff like that. And then you were into Bait Bus, too, at some point, it seems like.
I honestly sometimes feel like I've, like, watched... everything and been into everything at some point. I don't feel like I've been like that like picky, and I feel like even these days it's just like it's still consistent for me that like even the porn that I watch now, it's like I don't have like a go-to. I just based it off of like my feeling.
So do you then
like I rotate,
right? I guess so. That's true, like in terms of what how you want to feel that day. But is there like certain things that you would always go back to, or even like certain porn stars that you follow?
Yes. There's like a guy named Charlie Cherry. He has like a huge dick.
Oh, okay.
Like huge. And I think he's just like really handsome, but I may feel like he's handsome in the way that I'm just like, oh, it's that typical like white guy and stuff like that. And that's the thing I feel like, you know, about like all your like your integrity and your mullets, then you can say, but like, yeah, I've grown up and I'm like not only attracted to white guys and stuff like that, but then sometimes I feel like with your like sexuality, it's just like regardless of whatever you're like, however you've progressed and matured as a human being.
You always go back to
that. Sometimes, yeah. Like, I feel like your sex sometimes doesn't listen to that.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't... I feel like it's developed in that, like, when I'm having sex with real people, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, right. Yeah, I can, like, expand my mind.
Right.
But when it comes to...
You don't think these people are real?
Yeah. But when it comes to porn, I feel like it's easier to just go back into, like, your defaults.
Right, right.
In a sense, and not be that grown person right. In a way.
No, totally.
So, like, there's that guy. I'm trying to think. There's, like, other... There's, like... I think the thing is, though, actually, I do sometimes feel like I... Oh, there's another guy that has a huge, big penis who's, like, white as well. Jess from Sean Cody.
I don't know.
He just has a huge penis, and I feel like in every scene he comes like 3 to 4 times.
Oh, that's nice. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like I always pick like tops. I feel like a lot of them end up being white.
What does that have to say about you?
White power. No, but I feel like it's a mix of both. Like, I think that there's issues going on. Like, there's like that thing about myself, like about just like being like my preferences and stuff like right. that, and just like my the things that I haven't grown past in a way.
Right.
In my regular life and in my dating life, yes, I feel like I've grown past those, but I feel like in just like the sexual realm, it's just like, well, you know what I mean. Like,
right.
It's still what I'm used to, and also not to mention, it's also what's available.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the history of porn has mainly been like white men yes. in terms of gay porn,
and
like,
especially
you know.
Growing up watching porn when I was 11. Do you think that there was that much porn that was like? It took so long for representation in regular media
to happen
to yeah. have like different races and stuff yeah. like that. Do you think that like that was the case like when I was growing up, like the representation within porn? Now I feel like the thing is like there are like some other guys that I like I feel like there was another guy. Like, there was, like, oh, they always have big penises. If it's a porn star, I feel like I'm always interested in them because they have a big penis.
Wow. So size only matters for you. That's so rude.
I mean, at least in porn.
Wow.
I just want to see, like, a giant one. You know what I mean? Because I guess it's like that, like, you know, it's like when you're watching, like, TV or movies or something like that, it's not like you just want to see, like, regularly day life. You want the drama.
Right. You want it to be, like...
exaggerated.
Yeah, I guess so.
And in porn yeah.
is exaggeration.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's not like I just want to see like something. Well, to be fair, though, I feel like there are some like porn or like amateur porn where it's just kind of like, oh, like you're into it because of like it is like a more slice of life
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that's actually kind of few and far between where I feel like it's done well.
No, totally. I mean, I always actually go back to these kinds of porn where, like, they try to involve, like, a storyline and stuff. Where I just, like, to be...
So you love the drama, too.
And then part of me is just, like... like
the scenarios.
The scenario of it is, like, interesting. But then when I actually look at it, it's like, oh, like, I feel more of, like... oh, you guys are trying to be like actors, but
yeah, and, they're and, really bad.
But then you just actually just you're bad at it, and you just need to just accept the fact that you just are porn stars yeah. and stuff. Where it's just being like, you know,
but
like,
I kind of don't blame you for trying because it's kind of
no,
cute
I know.
Sometimes.
I know, I don't blame you for trying. Like, you know, like there's that typical scenario of being like, oh, there's a mechanic that's coming here right now to
like,
fix our sink.
Like, it's kind of so fake, it's ridiculous. Like, yeah. it's ridiculous. Like, have you ever seen those ones? Like, and this is more of like a common thing where it's just like a guy is like having sex with a toy, and it's like he puts the toy on the bed and then he covers it with a blanket and then it's just like a toy of an ass
yeah
and then he's just like, oh, I'm like fucking this, and he's like, oh, I gotta take a call, and then he takes a call and then his gay roommate comes in and he's like, I'm gonna replace the toy, and then puts his ass there instead, and then he comes back, he's just like, oh, ready to like still continue yeah. to have sex with my toy, and it's like just like some gay yeah. guy
yeah I know, like those stories, like it's just like so weird
yeah.
like
that
it's
would
so ridiculous
happen.
But it's like funny,
but I remember it
yeah, or also the most like one of the famous like trends that happened in porn, like the salad. Like
yeah.
what in front of my salad?
I mean, I wasn't that like into that one particularly.
But I think like the scenario of it was just so stupid. It's yeah. like you're having a date with this girl or whatever, and then she's eating or making a salad and you're having sex with another guy,
yeah.
but she doesn't notice. Like it's like why, like what?
No, and I feel like that's the thing, is like it can get like really campy and ridiculous sometimes, yeah. and I'm yeah. just like, why does this turn me on?
Yeah.
I'm just not going to think about it.
Yeah. I don't know. But I guess like the point of it is like you're kind of living it through a fantasy lens.
Well, that's, I guess my other question is, do you think that it ever reflects like your preferences in like real life? Or do you think you view those, like you feel that those things are very separate?
I think I've learned now, like becoming an adult, like I'm kind of keeping it as separate things and stuff.
Okay.
But I definitely feel like definitely in my younger gay life, like in my early 20s and stuff like that.
It was
that,
like what you pined for.
Yeah.
Like
what
yeah.
I mean...
You wanted to like give a blowjob to a guy on a bus?
Yeah, but you did. But you did that
off a bus.
Off,
yeah.
off a bus. But I'm just like, yeah, like you know, like those kinds of scenarios did like feel like, oh yeah, maybe those could happen to me in real life. And like I know, like it's bad
you
to
seek it out.
It's bad to seek it out and like translate like what you see in porn into like daily activities. Like I think that's a bad habit, and I've learned that. So I just like now I just kind of keep it separate. Like if there's things that like entice me in like, a sexual way, like. Yeah, I don't know. I try to look it up. Like one of the newer kind of porn stars that I kind of follow a lot is his name is Cody Saya. He's like half Japanese.
Oh, you would.
Yeah, he's like really hot, really buff.
I'm really not into him.
He's like Verse, so I'm just like, oh, cool. And like, you know, he dabbles in the white, but also dabbles in the Asians.
Because he's also white and Asian.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, that's cute. That's nice representation.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that for you because he's also like really kind of nerdy and he's like into like anime
video games and
stuff
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know him because what's his face? Well, I already seen him just in other videos, but the guy that I'm really into, the like Charlie Cherry guy, had like a scene with him.
Oh,
and
nice.
It was like actually probably one of the best scenes because actually Charlie Cherry, to be fair, attracted to the way that he looks, the way that he has sex, I'm like, it's kind of boring. Or it can get boring quickly because I see him do the same thing with every actor. But then the thing is, like, when I saw him, like, do that scene with Cody, I was just like, oh, he's more into this. Mm. I can tell. Mm. And I feel like that's the thing is, especially now as I'm, like, getting older, like, I actually do... Yeah, as we were talking about, like, with the artistry stuff, I'm just like, you know, I do feel like I'm just, like, looking for more of the honesty.
Oh, wow. Like, if they're really into who they're doing.
Kind of, like, in a way, because you can, almost when I was younger, it was just hot about the fact that you're watching people have sex.
Yeah.
But now that I'm older, it's just, like, kind of, I can look at something and
you
just
want the
be
intimacy.
Like, kind of, or even just, like, the acceptance of the ridiculousness.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, like, the ridiculousness, like, is just, like, it's almost like that commercial world. We're all getting, we're here because we're getting paid lots of money, so let's just have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like with... But yeah, like, I feel like the thing is, like, if you're just, like, there for the campy ridiculousness stuff, stuff like that, I'm just like, okay, it's stupid, it's fun, it's whatever.
Yeah.
But then also there's, like, the other elements of intimacy, but it's just, like, you just kind of, I feel like the older you get, you just don't want to watch people not enjoying their job.
Yeah, no,
in any
true.
way, shape, or form. So if you're just, like, watching people, like, well, they don't really want to have sex, it doesn't get me in the mood.
No, totally.
Because maybe it also is, like, traumatizing about the times that... people have had sex with me where I could tell that they didn't want to. So it's just like, oh, it's hard to be turned on right now because this is just bringing that back.
I guess, like, yeah, a question for you now is, like, would you hook up with the with someone who is working in the porn industry?
Yeah, I would. I feel like it was if I was into them. I wouldn't hook up with them specifically because of that, and I wouldn't not hook up with them because of that either.
Especially now in the day age of OnlyFans, do you think that you would hook up with someone who's like, hey, like, if you're interested in them, being like, hey, like, I want to hook up with you, but I want to record this and put it on my OnlyFans. Would you say yes?
I don't... If it was actually somebody I was in a relationship with or, like, had a longer connection with, I feel like that if that came down... Like, if that was, like, a few times after, yes, but not for an initial thing.
Oh.
Because I feel like I'm like, I'd be just kind of curious to see, like, how that goes.
Right.
I want to experience everything. But I would... Well, I don't know if I would care so much about my face being blurred out.
I mean, there's a lot of OnlyFans out there that, like, you don't see their faces.
No, there is. Yeah, there are a lot of ones that do don't see their faces. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I mean, I'd be like, part of me would be like, yeah, maybe I should hide my face. And then the other part of me is just like, well, whatever is on the internet is going to be on the internet. Already posted my ass on Instagram.
Yeah, that's true. You did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So, like, I feel like the thing is, and you know what? I always like to, like, imagine that I'm like Rihanna in this way.
What do you mean?
Because this is actually the other thing with, I feel like, nudity. It's just like, sometimes I feel like, don't know if I've already talked about this, but sometimes I feel like that way back in the day, it was like, oh, if you caught a celebrity nude, it was like
the hottest thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like biggest scandal. Yeah. And now I'm just kind of like with Rihanna, I just kind of feel like, or just like any celebrity, it's just like, yeah, I am naked sometimes. Yes, I have a body. And if you take away like other, like trying, people trying to get that photo of you because you've already released it yourself.
Right. Right. It's like the power is in your hands.
Exactly. Yeah. Then it's just like, it's not worth anything anymore.
Yeah.
Like your nudity is not worth it for people to sell it because you own it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you own that. And that's kind of where I'm just kind of like, yeah, like if people see me naked, I'm naked around a lot of things and I'm just like, my body is my body. You know what I mean? I feel like there's nothing necessarily to be ashamed of.
I mean, I think the main thing about it too is just consent, like consent of yourself, like allowing that, knowing that that is actually also being out there into the ethernet.
Yeah. I mean, like if you find it, you find it. I saw one of our friends, like, this is in the back in the time of, like, Tumblr porn.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, this site that was, like, dedicated to, like, Asians.
Yeah.
And then one of our friends was on it.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen that already.
Yeah. You were on the same Tumblr, wasn't
it? Yeah. R.I.P. Tumblr. Where's Tumblr? Like, there used to be, like, the greatest porn, like, kind of hub.
And now they just hold like coffee and wine.
Yeah, I know. Tumblr got boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I would you?
I don't think I would.
Why?
Well, I think maybe more a sense of alignment of just like if a porn star or someone who has OnlyFans that asked me to be part of that video, I think I would like to establish like a relationship with that person first too, and be
like trust.
Trust and like be first too. Like I feel like I need to like put myself out there first before I can be on someone else's.
Like you don't want them to make the money, you want to make the money.
Yeah, I want to have my own if they're gonna pay for it, I want to get fucking paid for it too.
I'm guessing that they should give you a certain percentage of the money that they make off of it. But then again, I guess like you have to trust them to like give you that.
Yeah, I think it's like you have to build that contract or whatever them. But yeah, no, like if I'm releasing my own nudes and sex tapes out there, I want to make sure I get paid for it. Hello, it's a hard economy out there.
You're looking at like your career and like different streams of income right now.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Become ever important for you.
Yeah. 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 Well, anyways, I think like we should continue watching porn. It's an industry that like I feel like will never die.
But I feel like the thing is like it's good. Like I feel like with any relationship with anything, like it's
in moderation.
Good to make, well, no. Fuck that. But I feel like it's good to have like just make sure that the relationship that you have with porn is a good one.
No, totally.
Because I feel like it can go bad. It can be good. It can be in between. And I feel like the thing is, like, just check it and make sure that it's a good one for you. Because I feel like I would say that there's times that I think that I watch porn too much. And, like, have it start to affect my, like...
daily life and your decisions.
Like, and also, like, my sex, my real life sex.
Right.
So, and I think that that's, like, a common thing to happen. But I'm not also just like, oh, you know, like, I don't think that I want to, like, cut it completely.
Right.
Because
right.
I feel like sometimes watching porn can, like, stimulate the imagination.
No, totally. And so it's a good source of inspiration.
Exactly. Yeah. So...
And conspiration.
So just take the best from what you can and just make sure that you're not getting... Make sure there's a cum shot at the end of the video.
We need to see the cum.
So important. I don't know why it's just like, if it doesn't happen, I'm just like, that. Like, I honestly, sometimes I feel like I get to the end of the video when there's like none and I'm just like, that was a waste of time.
Well, in the end of the day, yeah, just...
Watch. You don't have to think that, but...
Yeah, happy hunting and enjoy yourself watching porn and, yeah.
Yeah, let your freak flag fly. We're now in our third season. Our podcast is like... It's like not even 3 years old. It's like 5 years old because we have some
production takes a long time. So yeah, like, we are very DIY, off the fringe, off the market, fresh off the boat, tilapia.
We're just so like we're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really continue listening to us, please. Yeah. Please. Yeah. But anyways, we're back again for season 3, and hopefully that, you know, you'll listen to more of us or not, but. Anyways, we're doing it. Yeah. So
and share with your friends.
Yeah, please. Share.
Oh.
And with that, thanks for listening to our podcast.
Yeah,
because
thank you.
Nothing is said or set in stone. Oh.